Is it necessary for a church to become incorporated? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I was wondering if it's true that churches need to become incorporated to protect themselves and their members from frivolous lawsuits.
Well, you know, look, I can't give individual advice on a church-by-church basis, but in my view, incorporating is a good idea. Now, some states do allow churches to incorporate, and certainly from a liability standpoint, it always helps to what's called a corporate shield. That's why corporate existence is structured that way. One thing I want to make clear, Jason, and we've had a number of calls in the last couple of months from pastors around the country, the fact that you incorporate does not mean you have to file for a 501c3 recognition. Churches are automatically tax-exempt under 508 of the Internal Revenue Code.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. To become more involved in protecting these freedoms, visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.